This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Suzanne from Flourish Consulting, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Week 7. Now, we were talking about this before, so we should just be honest straight up.
Yep, I think so.
My eating habits have not been great over the last week and a bit.
I've been fine. No, okay, that's not true. No, it hasn't been great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that leads me into what we call the plateau effect. Generally, okay, after about 7 weeks, at week 7, we start to notice that we're not getting the results as quickly as we were initially.
Yes.
And the great effects of how we're feeling aren't as apparent to us. And so we start to just gently get back into our old habits.
Suzanne, did you say the plateau effect?
I did,
there
yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
Very well.
So what is it? What is it? We just kind of, everything just becomes normal again. We wear out.
No, what happens is basically that it's not a when it's going to happen. It's definitely an if. A plateau will happen every 6 to 8 weeks. And that means that we need to just change what we're doing. It also means that the amount of calories now that we've been reducing in our diets versus the amount of weight that we've been losing, now we need to reduce things a little bit more in order to keep the results from going.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got 5 main points of how to really prevent that happening for a long time. Some dieters especially have noticed that it might take 3 months to get off the plateau. We don't want that. 1 or 2 weeks is very healthy and it's normal for your body to do it every 6 to 8 weeks, but then it should be going back into a weight loss again until you hit your goal weight.
Okay, what's the first step or the first point?
The first thing is to do a personal inventory. Right now is a good time to start to look at things besides diet and exercise that could be stalling you. Stress is an example, lack of sleep, medications. So
can that truly, like, just because you don't sleep enough, can that actually be enough to make you plateau?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Because your cortisol levels are increased when you're not sleeping enough, it's a stress hormone, your body won't want to let go of any of its weight.
Wow.
So it's a really key area to look at. And also is the medications that you're taking, that then you can keep the results happening.
Okay, so something you need to see with your doctor there, obviously, if you're on whatever it might be.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Good. Is that next?
Okay. It's exercise a temporary ban. You'll notice on your eating the last few weeks that you might be eating the same foods day in and day out because you've learned that they're the safe foods for you to eat.
Bananas, tuna, nuts.
Yep.
There it is.
That's
my
right,
diet,
yeah, yeah,
for the last 7 weeks.
So, yeah, that's not going to be healthy long term and we want to keep this going throughout your life. What unfortunately happens sometimes if we eat too much of the same foods over and over again is we develop a sensitivity to it. So what I'm going to challenge you to do this week is to start to change up your eating habits. So you might put in some hummus as a good protein source if you haven't been having that. Put in some more of your beans and your legumes if you haven't been using those as protein.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that you notice, I would recommend you do a food journal again this week. Everybody who's listening, write down once again what you're eating just for 3 days and have a look at what's being really repetitive and try and change that out in your diet to ensure you keep getting results.
Okay, you'll be, I guess, keeping us accountable too, because we're going to do that this week. And
we've had a show.
And we have admitted that we've had a bad week, so.
Yes. Well, I hear you're having things delivered every day, and it's still no excuse to eat it.
That's right. You're right.
Just because it's there,
lots
we don't have to eat it.
Generous.
That's
people.
Right. I'm getting hard on them.
That's
okay,
all right.
So the next point is to kick it up a notch or three. Today I ran through a little bit more of a heightened program with these guys, and I'll let them explain how they felt.
Like throwing up, very sick, awful. Truly, I felt terrible.
At least you're honest. That's good, man.
Yeah.
That's really good. I found the change really tough. Like, just with the exercises we've been doing, because they've been the same, and particularly like with the tricep stuff,
yes,
I really got into a rhythm. I thought, oh, this is great, no worries at all. And then it's the same muscle, but you changed how we were doing it today, and I was lucky to get to 12, and I was just like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah, that's excellent. And that's what we need to do. It's okay if you feel sick. You don't want to do that every time, but when you change the program up a little bit, you will notice that it is that bit harder. So if you're finding it's quite easy now and you're sailing through it, you need to really look at changing it, making it more repetitions, making the weight a little bit harder, doing the exercise a little bit deeper and further. if you're just walking, you might do walking for two light posts and then running for two. And what we call that is interval training, where we start to really increase the intensity and bring it back, and increase it and bring it back. And that will create wonderful new results.
Okay. All right, we can do that, can't we, Mr. Wright?
Yes, yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'll try not to feel like throwing up for at least a couple of days.
Good. Yep.
All right, next.
Next point is just revisit the strength training. So if you haven't already done the strength training component, you've been listening to all the good nutrition information, I would highly recommend that you do the strength training, because it's what's going to increase your metabolism more than anything else. You can get the program from emailing Aaron and Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, just muscle is your greatest ally in breaking a plateau. So if you have been doing the resistance work, as I said, really increase what you're doing so that your muscle tone will continue to improve.
I should say ad@hope1032.com.au for that program.
All right, lots to think about and do.
Is that it? Is there another
point? There's one more point.
Yes. Right.
And the last point is, now that you're in a nice groove, do something different. Go out and take dancing classes. Or learn to play soccer, whatever it is. Now that you've got a level of fitness, go out and kind of get it out there. Do it in a team so that you've got something that's going to keep you going long term as well.
I might take up gridiron.
Go on, I dare you.
I have to talk Leah into it. Any questions, don't direct them to us. Direct them to Suzanne, shewillflourish.com. Suzanne from Flourish Consulting, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.